So, I worked at the Ventura County Star, which is the main newspaper in Ventura County, and I was very close to the editor. So in 2003, when all the members went to Korea for 2 weeks or so, then when I got back, I asked if I could write something for the religion page or something like that, you know. And so he allowed me to do it. I was good friends with the editor. And so this ran in our newspaper. Mm. So I'll read this story.
Okay.
So this is March 14, 2003, the Ventura County Star. The Reverend Moon commands respect in Korea. Thousands arrived to boost nationwide campaign for peaceful unification of split nations. Korea's national slogan is Land of the Morning Calm, although it has not been a calm country for the past 100 years and has been a divided country for almost 50 years. President Bush, in pursuing disarming Iraq, got caught in a trap of another axis of evil nation of North Korea. Critics claimed he could not treat one nation pursuing nuclear weapons differently from another nation with the same goal. So he threatened to oust the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, the same way he threatened to oust Saddam Hussein. This led to counter-threats from Kim to turn Seoul into ash, giving the people no place to flee. The Reverend Sung Myung-moon, who has worked for the reunification of North and South Korea more than any other individual, knew before it reached this level of conflict that this was the time to mobilize Americans, Japanese, and Koreans to the homeland of our faith, Korea. The Reverend Moon asked for 2,400 Americans and 2,400 Japanese, matched to Korean members, to begin a nationwide campaign to push once again for the peaceful reunification of this torn nation. 2,700 Americans came, and thousands of Japanese church members joined the campaign along with the Korean members. I've been a member of the Unification Church, or the Family Federation for the Unification of World Peace, as it is more recently called, for more than 28 years. My marriage was an arranged marriage with the Reverend Moon, matching me to my wife in 1980. I joined in the marriage ceremony with 2,075 other couples in Madison Square Garden in New York in 1982. Ours are restoration marriages, bringing together former enemies or people whose ancestors included something that needed restoring. Most are international and interracial marriages, such as German and Jew, black and white, Korean and Japanese. Japan occupied and forcefully dominated Korea from 1905 to the end of World War II, and Japanese and American. Many did not speak a common language or know each other before being matched. The couple may struggle a lot, but the children will be the bridge for world peace in the future. We are always taught to live for a higher purpose, and our marriages are an example of our faith. That 85% of our marriages are continuing after all these years shows that Reverend Moon is a good matchmaker. For the first few days in Korea, we joined together at the church property for religious revitalization, for prayer, and to become one in heart centered on God. Then we were sent out to every city, town, and village of South Korea. We met with mayors, civic leaders, business owners, college students, and people on the street. Each day we would invite them to a rally for the unification of North and South Korea. The Reverend Moon is the only person who could influence both North Korea and South Korea, as both sides are amazed at this Korean man who can bring together thousands of people from all over the world when needed. One day I was in an area near a library used by college students, along with two other American men, a Filipino man living in America, and several women, Japanese members. As we were leaving the area, a police car came up with lights flashing and siren on and stopped the four men. The two policemen got out of the car and approached us. One asked each one of us for our passports. He carefully read our names, where we were from, and looked at our faces. I said his English was very good, and he smiled. One of the members asked if he wanted to see a pamphlet, which he grabbed up. Then he saw it was Moon Sung Young. The last name is used first in Korea. We nodded that we were with Reverend Moon. Then he bowed to us and said, no problem. This is the general attitude of most Koreans to Reverend Moon. We face our main opposition from Christian ministers and Christians, the same as in America and other nations. We believe that all religions are from God and all are waiting for a Messiah to come. Buddhists are waiting for the Maitreya Buddha. Confucianism is waiting for the true man. Jews are waiting for the first Messiah, and Christians await the second coming of Christ. God prepared all religions for the same man, and we believe it is the Reverend Sung Young Moon. Who is right, who is wrong, only time will tell. Coming back to America, to my job at the newspaper, I found it was good to have Western food again, and to be in familiar settings with people I enjoy working with. And I feel good about the little good I could do for the 2 short weeks in Korea. I know not everyone here will agree with my belief, but I hope that through open conversation, I can promote respect and understanding, which is one step closer to world peace.
Wow. You wrote this 2003?
2003, yeah. Sent to Korea.
Did
you know if there
were
any response?
Did you go
there? I asked for local
media. Yeah, as if there was, you know, because I...
It was on the LA Times.
Yeah, but you know, Venture Candidate Star has 100,000 circulation.
Yeah, I was writing when people read newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was good.
Do you know if there was any response later on? Because sometimes, you know, people who read the paper will write letters.
My parents read the article, and they were impressed by it.
Cool.
So, and they're always been negative. So. So, yeah, there was some response. Thanks.